Blog Talk Radio.
Was Randy Morris, and we are rocking and rolling. It's a Saturday night. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, and tonight I get to host. Yahoo! This is Casey, and we've got with us Gary Wimmer, Jethro, God Will Be Detained, and he's going to try to join us hopefully towards the end of the show if he at all can get away. So you got Gary and I tonight, and Gary has got an amazing. I visited his pages, and it's like, but I'm going to have him start out and kind of introduce himself and tell a little bit about himself and how to get a hold of him, because those books he's written a couple books, and it's like on some very interesting subjects, because I happen to really like rocks myself. So this ought to be a really rocking and rolling night. So welcome, Gary. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, and tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be with you. Actually, listening to your first song brought back memories, because I not only have worked as a psychic since the early 70s, but I've also been a musician. So I've played so many songs like that and so many bars, you know, over the decade. I actually
got a honky tonk guy too.
Pardon me?
They've got a honky tonk guy too.
Oh, I tell you, I've lived my life in them, you know. I got interested in psychic phenomena in college, and in 1972 started doing readings. Actually,
wow.
Several psychics read my astrology chart and said, you got a lot of natural ability. So I thought, well, I'll try it. And sure enough, I did. I kind of always had that intuition since I was a kid. And I also played music from, since 1972 professionally. I started playing guitar way back in the early 60s, 63, 64. So I've been around for a while. But in 1977, you were mentioning one of my books. In 1977, I had a out-of-body near-death experience. It was the most incredible thing I've ever gone through. I couldn't even imagine people could go out there and come back. And
wow, nice.
That absolutely blew my mind and changed my life and showed me so many things that I just, never thought human beings could comprehend or see or visit, that sort of thing. And in 1980, I met a lady who was, she was a very good psychic, and she did a reading for me and did it by reading stones. It was lithomancy, and I told her I'd like to learn it, and she taught me. So since 1980, I've also used lithomancy.
Cool.
It's a very interesting
nice.
Yeah, not many people use it. I'm one of the few.
Yeah,
I work a lot of psychic fairs, and I'm the only person who's ever reading stones, because that's what it basically is.
Yeah, it's like, and I had never, before Jethro sent me your information, it's like, I had never heard of lithomancy. It's like, wow, what is that? And it's like, and then I kind of checked a few of those out. I was going, man, it's about rocks. It's like, this is really cool.
Yeah, it's a very interesting method. I'll give you just a short rundown of what it involves. It's
sure.
I use 16 stones, 10 of them are planet stones, Sun through Pluto. And then there's six stones, one on life, one on love, one on luck, one on timing and place and commitments and so forth. So the when I do them in person, when someone's sitting across the table from me, I let them charge up the stones and hold them. And they drop them into basically what is a circle of leather. It's about 14 inches in diameter. And they drop them in this circle. And I start reading from the center of the circle toward what would be 12 o'clock, the top. And then I read around for each hour, which represents a week. So it covers 3 months and sometimes longer, depending on where the stones land. And when I do them over the phone, I charge them and hold them in my hand, get them nice and warm and connect with the person, and then tell them I'm ready when I get to that point, which is just, a moment or so of concentration or meditation, and have them say drop anytime they feel it's appropriate. So I drop for them and basically read the pattern the same way. It's a very interesting method. Not many people do it, like I said, and I was fascinated when I saw it.
Do you offer classes on how to teach people how to do this?
I'm starting to offer classes. The irony is, see, I've always been self-employed, so I'm open Monday through Friday during the day. It's usually in the evenings on weekends that I'm busy, but everybody else works normal hours, and so I'm trying to get my course organized where I'm not out of town or working at a psychic fair, so... Yeah, I have some people here locally that are interested, and I'll probably end up offering online courses in some way. It's because it's a fascinating and very revealing system. And it's actually pretty old. When I did some research on it, I didn't plan to write a book. I was I was living in Europe during the 90s. I was playing over there and doing a lot of readings. And I came back here in 2000 and was curious how other people did lithomancy. So I started Googling all over. I couldn't find anything on it. And so I thought, well, all right. There's nothing printed on it, nothing written on it. So I'll write. And right now I think I've got the only book on lithomancy. So if you're LITHOMANCY. If you Google that, you'll find me.
That ought to be the New York Times bestseller. Then, if you are the only book out there, it's like you're the source, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to teach other people because it's a very intuitive art. I don't have to remember anything except the meanings of the stones. And I actually look at them, how they point, how they touch, how they line up, and they draw. It's like a three-dimensional series of mountains and valleys, how they point and touch, and they really, I look at it like I read the geometry, the patterns.
Cool. Nice. That's awesome. It's like, I want to learn. I'm going, when's the class? I want to learn.
Oh, I've got a book about it. Get the book. The book I wrote is called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It's on Kindle and Amazon. And the book I wrote about my NDE, my near-death experience, is A Second in Eternity. So you can find both A Second in Eternity and Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, either on my website, GaryWimmer.com/psychic, or if you put in Reading Stones, you'll find me. That's easy.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'm trying to keep up here, and I'm trying to type some of this here in chat here while you're going. It's like, and I'm also sitting here with one hand on the phone and the other hand on the keyboard. Like, going, okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to write all this down here. So I will have you definitely repeat this for us here several times. So it's like, I'm going to have you do that again. So we got www.garywimmer.com is your site?
Wimmer.
like swimmer, no S.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
So it's GARYWIMMER.com.
Okay, there we go.
That's my homepage. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, so they can see my psychic link on there and go to that page.
Cool. All right.
You can Google Reading Stones or Second in Eternity or Lithomancy. You'll find me. Or Gary Wimmer.
All right. All righty. So, well, that's gonna be some of what we're going to be doing a little bit here tonight. It's like if our listening audience will hang on and bear with us. It's like we've got a couple more questions I want to ask him here because he said he's willing to talk about several things with us here, Gary is. And it's like some of the things like wrote down inner complexity, our natural psychic abilities, and then practice and devotion to development. It's like, you know, I'm going to pick that one to start with, that practice and devotion to development, because I know a lot of people, you know, have a lot of natural ability. But I also know there's certain steps, certain things that you can do, just like, you know, just like Olympic athletes train, you know, and they
exactly.
go out there and practice stuff. So it's like, so tell us a little bit about practice and devotion to development.
Well, I'll use your analogy because it's perfect. Most of us on the planet have two arms and two legs, but we're not all Mark Phelps. You know, we can't swim. So, yeah, he was born with a little better body for a swimmer, just like Tiger Woods for a golfer and so forth. So, yeah, you're born with some certain characteristics, if it's physical, you know, if it's mental or spiritual. But still, everybody has the ability to develop their natural potential. Some people are going to develop better because they, whether it's karma or genes or whatever, they have capacity to that. And I think the main thing to do to develop is, first of all, you have to have faith that you can expand your awareness, because if you don't think you can do that, you've already started off saying, I'm going to drown. know? And Mark Phelps would not say, I'm going to drown if he's trying to develop. So first, I think the thing is to recognize that you or accept the fact that you can increase your ability. And once you do that, then you start on the lessons. Then you start on being very aware. And I think the main thing that helps people develop, this is my sort of scenario, is learning to read the signs. And what are the signs? They're all around us. They're the way we think, the way we feel, the way we interpret things, numbers, colors, coincidences, which, of course, don't exist. Everything's a cause and effect.
Right.
So in our normal everyday world of just talking and conversation and doing things, the universe is always talking. It's always giving us information if we want to open our eyes to it, you know.
And ears, yep.
Yeah, eyes and ears, and your soul and heart, everything is symbolically represented external, just like it is internal. The two worlds are tied together. And the reason I feel so strongly about that is because when I had my near-death experience in 1977, for a solid week, my natural psychic ability, which is fairly good anyway, escalated to the point of absurdity. You know, I could tell everything that was going on around me all the time, moments before it would happen, and it startled my friends. It startled me. One moment I was in complete ecstasy, and the next moment I was terrified because I couldn't turn this off. And it kept escalating week. And I'd sit in a bar and tell a friend of mine how the people behind me are going to shoot a pool game and call every shot. Because actually, I would think about turning around and looking at the pool game, and it would play itself real quickly. And I'd turn around And then I'd tell my friend. I actually didn't really turn around. I just imagined myself.
Right.
And sure enough, when he started saying, yeah, they got the six, they got the... Then I'd turn around and look, and it's the same picture of me imagining myself a moment earlier, you know.
Cool. Your spiritual self or your astral self or whatever you want to call it, you're turned around and looked for you. It's like, yeah, you didn't
yeah,
need to physicalize.
Not,
that is awesome.
You know, the thing
cool.
was, it lasted for about a week, and then I was in a car accident, and that's when I had the near-death experience, and I was a pedestrian, got hit by a speeding car, and I didn't get hurt. You know, jumped up on my feet, tried to tell people where I'd gone, and you know, of course, that didn't look real good.
They went, he's in shock. Get the guys in the white coat. Hurry!
It's in my book, the police reports and everything. I had ambulances and cops there, and they're all asking me what happened, you know, and I explained, and they were just going, And I said, look, you want me to lie to you? I mean, what else can I tell you? I'm sitting there standing up. Look at the car. They're towing it off. You know, tell me what you want me to say. You know.
And it's like, God saved me. How about that?
Yeah.
God loves me.
It was certainly the most incredible experience of my life. It gave me such courage and showed me the unity in the universe. Yeah. And that this whole world, this whole universe we live in is just a big divine imagination. You know, but when we're immersed within it, it feels pretty damn real. You know, solid. You
yep.
know.
I've heard some of the theories though, because I've in other quarters I've kind of looked at, you know, what they call the quantum, you know, how scientists look at the world, you know, with the quantum realities and the parallel universes. And there's a theory out there that says, well, this is our planet is like what 75-78% water, and so are we. That as we only use about 10% of our brain and about 90% of his unconscious, there's a theory out there that says about so many seconds after, you know, creation happened, 90% of the universe actually went into another dimension, so we don't actually see it. And I was like going, that's really interesting. It could happen.
Yeah, it's true. I'm an electrical engineer from way back, and I'm always reading on quantum physics and so forth. And, yeah, what they're getting down to, they're realizing that between these little quirks way down in there's nothing but possibilities. And so it looks
right.
like everything is a series of possibilities on top of possibilities. And you know what? It made this
yep.
big chunky universe and individuality. And, I mean, the fact that all these little subatomic particles can create atoms that can create universes and people with, you know, different organs. And it's fascinating. But it's
oh,
all
yeah.
it's all based on these little possibilities right down to string theory, you know.
Yeah.
And they're getting close to finding the interface between the metaphysical and the physical. That's what I think. I really do.
Well, yeah. I kind of wonder if, you know, people who are really intuitive and psychic and whatever, it's like, you know, they're kind of the leaders of the way, because I think that it's like, you know, you guys are, you know, the people who are what I call truly psychic. It's like, I mean, I know all of us are, you know, like you said, everybody's got gifts. And I host. There's a reason I host. There's a reason I'm not one of the utmost readers. Is like I cheat because I use cards when I read. So I'm like, yeah, you know. But somebody like you, you know, like Jethro, it's like, man, you guys, you know, you're out there, and it's like, and you are. You are like the bridge. You're the bridge between the worlds, and it's like it's just it's kind of scary being a bridge piece, isn't it?
Well, I think we're all going there. See, I think in order for this world to survive, we have to become more aware of the unity and not the selfishness
yeah.
that goes on. You know, I mean, look,
right.
selfishness, if we all follow the golden rule, there'd be no problems on this planet. But that's
very
you know,
true. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Totally.
Oh, yeah. yeah. So we're having to learn to do that. And the way
yeah.
we do that is becoming more aware. And the more aware you become, the more you become spiritually aware and psychically aware and so forth. I mean, some people
exactly.
don't even realize there's a different world beyond the ego, you know. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really?
I'm sure you're. It's like I don't get out a lot. It's like I'm still raising children. I still have an 11 and 13 year old. So it's like, yeah, we live in our own world.
Oh, God bless. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, are you ready to talk to some of our callers here tonight? It's like I'm not precisely sure how this is going to. I mean, we're just going to kind of like roll the dice, if you will, and kind of see what works. But it's like, you know, would you like to try, you know, reading some of our folks here on in queue, or it's like, you know, or
sure.
questions? It's like Gary's. You know, I mean, you know, feel free. I was like, and guys, we're going to limit you all to like one question.
Let me throw it this way. If they want to ask a question, I'll use a deck of cards. If they want a quick 3-month reading, I'll read the stones, but it will be quick. I can't cover 3 months. I'll do about 2 or 3 minutes, so it'll be fast and
yeah,
sweet.
I was gonna say we got about, you know, a couple 3 minutes here with each person. So okay, well we'll giddy up and go here. It's like we are going to start with our very first person here, area code 310. You have been patient and hanging on here for like the last half hour, so we are going to give you a roll. 310, you're on with us.
Thank you very much. My name is Mindy. I'm very happy to be here.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi. Mindy, is that correct?
That is right.
Okay.
It was probably a couple years ago on Achieve Radio. I think it was also on a Saturday afternoon, and I wanted so badly to get a litho, how do you pronounce it?
Lithomancy.
The stone reading that you do. Litho Man say, I think, wow, very fascinating.
So you waited 2 years for this.
Yeah, I did. It is really awesome. And I hopped on, I spent the morning with my daughter, and I hopped on Blogspot, and I thought, wow, this is really awesome. So I'm very honored to be able to receive a reading. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
Well, while you've been talking, I've been charging these stones, and I'll tell you what, anytime you want to say drop, sweetheart, you just say that, and I'll give you a quick rundown of the next couple months, okay?
Thank you so much. Drop.
There you go. Okay, the first thing I see is, and I'm going to have to go fast because we don't have a whole lot of time in depth. You've got a lot of reformatting, restarting things. There's a lot of change in your life. But there's also a lot of luck coming within the first couple weeks because you're starting to feel emotionally empowered. You're starting to communicate a lot better. You're starting to realize that these changes that you're going through are going to help you get more stable, more organized, and a better vision of yourself, as well as starting this real good cycle of luck that's going to lead to a stronger sense of commitment here in the third or fourth week. And now by the fifth and sixth week here, there's going to be a lot of healing that's going to take place, that's going to put you in a like a much more empowered perspective, especially considering things around your home and your place. So some of this past stuff has to get cleared out before you can really feel the strength of your place and the strength of your like your magic is happening again in your life. Your actions, thoughts are all working together. So don't be afraid of both the pressures you feel under right now and the quick change, because they're both going to give you one is liberation, one is a good foundation. So they're going to work together. So I know you feel those two opposites pulling at you right now. So they're going to both serve well. Because by the 9th to the 10th week and beyond, love is very good for you. You've got the love stuff here. You've got good things about male relationships in the 11th and 12th week here. You've got Venus and Jupiter, so you're coming out of the end of this three-month period with a lot of balance and harmony and good relationships. And beyond this three-month period, you've got both the Sunstone and the Neptune beyond outside the circle. And so that's showing beyond this three-month period, you not only have a whole series of new, fresh goals, but you're able to really start taking control of your life and leading it where you want to go. And that's why you're going through this first week and a half or two in order to figure out how to be both flexible and to be well-grounded so you have both things working for you. Does that make sense to you?
It sounds wonderful and glorious, actually. I've gone through the male energy and the romance. Yeah, I'm looking to reconnect with this person.
It feels like that's going to fall into play. What I suggest you do before that is get rid of all the anger and all the frustration, because that's going to make it work better. Seriously.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Don't try to correct the past that you can't correct. Let go of it so you can move into a brighter future.
That sounds wonderful. Do you think those stones are saying it's reconnecting with that, with the one from the past?
It could be the one from the past. Okay. What I'm feeling, it could either be the one from the past or a new one, because once you get this cleared out, this doubts and fears cleared out in the, you know, third and fourth and fifth and sixth week here, different parts of it, it's going to put you in such a magic feeling about yourself that you have the attractiveness to bring who you want aboard. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why it could be this person, it could be someone else. It's not saying exactly that to me right now. It's saying, hey, you're just going to have this power instead of fighting and struggling and hoping to get recognized, it's like you're pulling, you're leading, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, because that is the issue with the gentleman. So,
yeah,
it could be him. But I'm going to be very open and forgiveness, and I'll be very, very open. And if it happens to be him,
Communication and optimism, starting off right now, is the main thing to work on.
Okay.
Really start being open to how you're going to communicate and being very positive about that. And even if you're not communicating with him, communicate with everybody and yourself on this very, I'm going to expand and be enlightened and be liberated and bring luck back into my life. You know what? You'll pull it off.
That's cool. That's so cool. And I am traveling overseas in May. So I don't know if the show's in the stones, and I don't want to take up so much of your time, but that's
no,
the very
the
last.
No, but so that's going to be a good thing for you. It is going to be a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might fall in love over there, girl.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's over there overseas.
Okay, then maybe that's why it felt like that, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How wonderful. How exciting. You know, I see that I'm going to read your website, and I think that this is a fantastic way of divination. It was a great experience.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you. It's worth the wait of 2 years here.
Well, good, girl. Go check out this. I cover a lot more in 30 minutes than I can in three, I could do, you know.
For sure. Will do. I will look you up and I'll find you again. I thank you so very much. The universe is awesome how it works. Okay.
You have a good day.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Thank
now.
You so much for calling in, Mindy. Thank
my
you for
pleasure.
Calling.
Take care now.
Call in again. All right, you too. Oh, that's awesome. I love it when stuff like that happens. I do. It's like, wow. And she made a really good point there. It's like, and you made a good point, Gary. It's like, you know, one of the things that we always promote here is get a hold of our psychics offline because, you know, when we're on the radio here, it's like, I'll say, you know, kind of the attention gets divided because we have so, you know, we have people get on, we have energy, you know, I'll say in the line, in the queue. And it's like sometimes we've actually had shows where people's, you know, callers' energy overlaps. So it's like you get a whole lot clearer reading when you do a one-on-one individual reading with, you know, a psychic, you know, whatever. So, yeah, definitely. And it's like that's why you guys want to make sure to get a hold of Gary at www.garywimmer.com. And my assumption is you probably got a phone number over there, but it's like all his contact information will be there. And it's like, so call in and, you know, get a hold of him. And it's like, yeah, find out when he's going to be doing those classes. Cool.
Yeah, I wish I could read stones for myself. I can't because my conscious mind, I can't detach myself enough for a long period of time. If I read for myself through a deck of cards, real quick, instantaneous things, but.
Right.
You know, I can't detach.
It's always harder to read. I mean, you know, when like we go to this is why, you know, we call each other and what we call the Psychic Gone Wild family. It's like we'll call each other and say, hey, what are you getting for me? Because we're in the forest and we can't see the trees. You know, I mean, we can't see the forest for all these trees around. So it's like, yeah, we're not always clear about our own stuff because you're right, we're too emotionally attached to it. So it makes a lot of sense.
I've often had people say, well, you're so optimistic. And I said, do I need to tell you what a challenge life is? Isn't that the given? What I'm trying to say is what you can evolve out of, you know.
Good.
I mean, no matter what I say or anybody say, free will's it. So this lady I just talked to, she can move to China tomorrow if she wants to. Or, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
free will's always there. Most people follow the trend that they're on.
Nice. All righty. Well, we got some more folks here who are waiting to see what's going to happen for them tonight. And let's see, our next person is area code 313. We got a lot of people in the threes tonight. 313, you are on with us. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, excellent. My name is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I would just love to just get a general reading with your with your style.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll just give you a quick 3 month reading. Again, can only cover so much in a few minutes, but I've got a brother named Michael, so welcome aboard, brother.
There we are. Thanks.
And meanwhile, I've been charging these stones, so all you have to do is say drop, and I'll drop these stones and give you a short view of what I see for the next couple months.
Absolutely, drop.
Oh, you're ready to go. All right,
there we go.
You got a lot of changes in luck coming up right now. It feels like a lot of feminine things that are helping you, whether it's female support or something like that, or your own emotions, because you got the luck stone right next to Uranus. So there's a lot of things about relationships that are being worked out and renewed in some sort of way, your emotions and your thoughts about things. Also, by the second and into the third week, things around place, you're going to make some decisions about things about place, whether it's work or home or probably a little bit of both. What you're going through in this next several weeks, kind of in general, rather than a lot of time to separate all these little things, is you're learning a lot about your where you want to take your life, your new fresh plans, and how to heal the doubts and so forth from the past so you can move forward with that. And that's why this is a lucky period. You're going to go through some sort of let go of a lot of things so you can really see your power, see new ways to direct your life and that sort of thing, get new organization going on, get new prioritizing. So there's a lot of luck for you in being able to sort of change everything around you to your advantage. See what I'm saying? Because there is a lot of change going on. I say rather than have it use you, let it work for you. You know, a lot of wind, sails big. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, quite a lot of things with both business, commitments, and communication are happening much better than they are right now. It does feel like that brings a lot of both love back into your life, and it feels like it also helping you expand business things in some way. Some of the doubts and fears and stuff of the past that you have to let go of, because we've always got to do that at different times, it's helping you really visualize more powerfully where you want to go there. And by the end of this three-month period, you've got both Venus and Sun self. So not only are relationships going to bring you a whole new, fresh feeling about your life, but the sunstone outside the circle, like the previous caller, is showing that you're going to get a lot of new power and new decision-making and new just new visions of goals. So everything's kind of being shaken up right now in a way that's actually going to bring you luck. Don't feel like it's confusing. Feel like it's enlightening, liberating. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I just, a week ago today, I just moved 2,000 miles to Phoenix, Arizona. So to kind of shake up my world, get outside the comfort zone and mix it all up in regards to developing my business and so forth.
Yeah, that's why I feel a new thing about place coming in here in the second and third week. By the third week here, you feel very well grounded. And it can really see your direction. It feels like you're kind of just getting used to things right now because there's a lot of change. But
absolutely.
Yeah, but it's going to help you reformat a lot of things. It's going to help you get organized. It's going to help you with communication. It's going to help you with relationships, goals, and everything. So be ready to let go of your worries as you open new doors.
Awesome.
You see
awesome.
What I'm saying? Let go of your doubts so you can really move forward. That's a lot
I appreciate
it. You too, man. Good luck, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I hope it helped you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And calls back again. It sounded like he was kind of out in the wind there or walking or something. So I was like, yeah, that was kind of interesting. All righty. Let's see. I'm gonna give you a little bit of a break here. And it's like one of the other topics I was going to have you talk about was inner complexity. It's like, what about our inner complexities?
Well, if we understood ourselves well and could deal with that and accept that, we have no problems. The thing is, there's so much conflict in ourselves, at least in me, and I assume it's in a lot of people. So to sort of look at yourself in a way that, okay, I am complex. Things, you know, I do have, think this pushes my button. You know, this I love, this I hate, this I wish, you know, God, all these tug-of-wars we have in our lives, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't really understand it all mentally sometimes because sometimes the mind is just, logic will only take you so far. So when I say about your inner complexity, it's there, but in a lot of ways, if you just let go of it, if you meditate, if you keep your mind open to the fact that you will learn things at the right time, that you will understand more even if you don't right now, keep your mind open to that. Because that makes our inner complexity beneficial instead of driving us crazy. You see what I'm saying?
that's
true to me. Like I tell people a lot of times, if there's a lot of change in your life, put up your sails because it's a time to liberate yourself. So everybody's got inner complexity, and that's the source of a lot of our confusion and our frustration. And so to understand that, okay, I get mad at this for this, or I wish this, or blah, 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 to be honest with yourself. Look at yourself and go, okay, now I can let go of it because I identified it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of a lot of thoughts sewn together. I hope it made sense.
Yeah. You know, know, a lot of things here, it's like, you know, it makes sense to those of us who are, you know, been in and around this for a while. I'm like going, sometimes we need to go back and, you know, we have first-time callers that call in and go, okay, we need to talk kindergarten tonight. But, you know, it's like usually in the evening shows, we tend to find people who are calling in who have, like, you know, at least heard of us and, you know, don't kind of know what's going on. But anyway, our next caller here, thank you, 407. You have hung on here for 43 minutes. So it's like, all righty, you are next, 407.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Second Home Wild.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we talking
to? What's your name?
My name is Pakira.
Hi. Well, how are you? Do you want did you want me to give you a reading or ask a couple a question or what?
Well, I have a question. Okay. Today, while I was working for in January for this guy, I was promoting his business, and he let go of the job today. He said he was unable to. He said the job is on hold, so now I'm unemployed, and I want to see when will I get another job, and like what will I have to do to get that job.
Well, first, I'm feeling I've pulled out a bunch of cards while you were talking, and rather than try to explain how I'm reading, I'll just explain what I'm seeing. The Two of Hearts is the first thing, so it did affect you emotionally on this. It kind of kicked the wind out of you. So the next thing you want to do is stabilize yourself, be at peace, because that's the best thing to do, regardless of what happened. You can't change 5 seconds ago or yesterday or whatever. Then that brings up an ace, which says a fresh start. Ace of Diamonds is saying how if you believe in yourself and believe you deserve this job, then you'll be able to go out there and connect with the people who can decide on you. You'll have to get out there and pursue your leads and so forth. But it does feel like you're going to get satisfaction out of your endeavors. It's going to bring you like emotional stability, and it's going to bring you something that you can start building on. I'm not quite sure what the job is, but it does feel like as you put yourself in this position in the next couple of days of being in balance, and after that, go after the things that you, you know, how you would look for jobs, whether it's in the paper or whatever. Go out with that with the determination of you're going to get it rather than the heartbreak this just hits you with. Do you understand the difference? That's a big gap. If you can jump over that gap, you're going to start opening a lot of doors for yourself because you are a good person. You're a reliable person. You're a hard worker. You put your heart into it. You got a lot of good qualities. You kind of go beyond the call of duty and don't complain much. You know, you really put your heart into it. So those are all good qualities I'm feeling for you. And if you focus on those rather than what happened, in fact, the reason this went down is so you could tap into this new sense of creativity within yourself, because it's going to help you get a lot better life in the future. So start with when you meditate, when you pray, when you go to bed, when you look yourself in the mirror, hey, I love myself. I'm moving forward. I can't change the past. My God, tomorrow's going to be better than today, and I'm going to make it that way. And the more you do that, the more you get in balance. So as you pursue jobs, you can sell yourself to the person with 100% conviction rather than, well, I'm kind of wounded. I kind of need a job, and will you hire me? It's like, hey, I'm the person you want. Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
Really go for that. Attitude. That'll start opening up the doors, and it will help you develop a much healthier attitude in future endeavors, not just the job, but in relationships and in family and things like that. So this is actually a good wake-up call for you to be in balance with yourself, see your own best qualities, not be frustrated about what just happened. You can't change that, but you can create a lot in the next couple of days and weeks about how you feel about yourself, and that will make it so when you go to the person, they'll see the glow in your eyes, and this lady wants this, and she's saying she can do good. And by God, you're coming for a callback. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Start with your attitude, girl.
So when do you see I will get another job?
Well, it feels like the next couple of weeks you're going to be are going to go pretty good for you. As far as I'm not exactly seeing when, I'm seeing more like things lining up, 5, 6, 7, 8. these cards. It's not giving me a date. It's giving me a like a route, a pathway,
yes,
a direction, and that is all you feeling empowerment. You have no idea how much that's going to matter. Because if you have yourself enough empowered, the next job you apply for, assuming you have the skill set, you can get. They want somebody, you know. What you have to do is believe in yourself enough to go in and let the people who have the decision to hire you to know right then, right there, that you're the person. And that is a sense of magic, and I'm not putting a date on that. I can't get a date on that. But it can happen sort of sooner rather than later if you go with this sense of empowerment, conviction, determination. Really take this as a challenge to come out wiser, smarter, not upset, not hurt, more determination, more confidence. And if you line all that stuff up, you're going to start noticing people are going to respond back to you in kind, like, hey, this lady's ready to do it and take it on and be, you know, put our heart into it and be responsible, that sort of thing. Because that's what you can do. That's what you want to do. You've had the breath knocked out of you. Like I said, take a day or two. Take this weekend. Put yourself in peace. And then just determine to yourself that I'm going to land one of these jobs in the next couple weeks rather than next year. Put your mind
yes
to that. You got nothing to lose, girl. You've got everything to gain. And this is going to help you improve a lot of things with your own doubts.
Thank you.
I can't put a date on it, though.
Is that going to help?
Yes, that'll help.
Yeah, really, really see the relationship with yourself. That's going to open up a lot of potential in you to put out the aura of I'm the one. You know, I'm
exactly
the one you want.
Exactly.
Right, you got nothing to lose, girl. Be real bold.
And positive. I'll do that.
Yep, and positive. Remember the ant and the rubber tree plant. It's like, whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant, and you're like that ant. So it's like, absolutely, you know, hold that positive motion there, and it's like, go for that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of little potentials here in the next couple of weeks. You have to go in and determine to yourself, I'm going to get one of these. If you don't get the first one, go to the second one. No loss, just making you stronger every time.
Yes.
Try it. It'll work for you. You'll be amazed. Complete shift of consciousness.
All righty. Thank you for calling in and, you know, call back in and
you're
let
welcome
us know how it's going. It's like, you know, we're that's one of the things we say here at tell people psychic's gone wild. It's like, on our show, there is no limit to how many times people can call in. You know, you can call in every day if you want it because we are here 7 days a week. The other thing I'm going to remember to announce this evening is that if for you guys who are on the computers there, if you notice in the upper left-hand corner, there's a little button called Follow. And if you click on that, it automatically, you know, sets the Blog Talk supposedly machinery in motion. So it's like you will get an email, like, reminder as to when our show is coming up. So, and other than that, you can always do the cheater method and just call in 773-897-6461. And Blog Talk, if we are not on, they will say it is, you know, X number of hours until the show is on. So it's like, yeah. Some of us who are not necessarily around computers all the time do that, including me. So, and Gary, tell us how again, one more time, tell our listeners how to get a hold of you and why it's a good idea to get a hold of you personally one-on-one.
Well, I could certainly cover a little bit more in more time. The way to get a hold of me, there's several ways. Go to GaryWimmer.com. That's GaryWimmer.com, like swimmer, no S, Gary Wimmer. You can also Google Reading Stones. You'll find me because of my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. You can Google A Second in Eternity, name my book. It'll also bring you to me. You can Google Reading Stones. So Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com/psychic, you'll find me. Or you can call me if you want to, 512-707-0836. I'll steer you to my website and so forth.
Cool.
So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of me.
Alrighty, sounds good. Though, you know, I just got to thinking here. You know, some people, when they buy books, they like to have the author autograph. And it's like, do you offer those autograph copies for people? It's like, if they give you a call and say, hey, I'd like to buy one of your books and get your signature in there. It's like, will you do that for me?
Yeah, I can. I'll have to mail them out. So yeah, if they want to buy a book from me, I have to charge the postage, which is a couple extra bucks for the postage. But yeah, if they want a signed book, no problem. You know,
cool. All right.
In 20 years, that signature may be worth just what it is today. Not a penny more, not a penny less. Who knows?
I don't know. You know, there's book collectors out there. It's like, you know, if you get a signed copy of something, it's like, it's a whole lot more valuable than it is if it's not signed, I'll tell you what. So, yeah. All righty. And we got 770. You have been so patient. It's like you have been on here for about 45 minutes here. So, 770, you get your shot tonight, and welcome to the show. 770, hello, you're on. Oh, please, tell me we're not having technical difficulties. Okay.
Where is this? Hello?
There we go. There we
yes.
go. Did we get that?
I'm here.
You're on.
I thought I heard 770, though. I wasn't sure.
Yep, you're the only 770 in our queue. A lot of them were threes.
Okay, seven threes, okay. I just
well,
want
to carry on tonight.
What's your name?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie, how are you?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Compared to the world girl 5 minutes of CNN, I realize how good life is treating me.
Great. Fantastic.
Totally.
Now, would you like a three-month reading, or you got a particular question? Or
I just want to see what energy you see around me, what energy you pick up around me.
In general, you mean?
Yeah, in general, relationships. Yeah,
well,
relationships.
I'll do a three-month reading for you. That'll cover a lot of things, okay?
3 months, wow.
Yeah, and like I said, I can't do it too long. We're getting close on time, but I'll give you some highlights that I see, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and while I've been talking to you, I've been charging these stones, and they're pretty warm already. So all you have to do is say drop. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Okay, drop.
Okay. Well, you got a lot of luck coming into your life. You got Jupiter and Luck Stone right at the top, and they're coming in to the first couple weeks. Even though there's things about place and relationships that you've had to deal with in the recent past, now there's a lot of change coming along that's going to really, inspire you by the second and third week about all sorts of things, commitment, love, new goals, new feelings. So that's something that's really coming in very strong for you. You've got a lot of good energy coming in this first couple weeks, even though you may not feel it right now because there's a lot of maybe confusion, doubt, uncertainty, that sort of thing. But underneath it is a lot of luck. There's a lot of expansion. There's a lot of free creativity. So don't be intimidated by what you can't understand. Start grabbing what you can and letting that pull you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
Go with what seems to say, hey, this is moving forward, this is moving back. Well, I'm going to grab what's moving forward. Because as you do that, by the first and second week here, you start getting a lot more control over your life as far as your ability to visualize, see, and make things happen. And by the third and fourth week, you're either feeling a new, fresh sense of love or things about family that can certainly it can lead to a long-term love thing. But I'm not sure it's necessarily the whole relationship of your life, but it does feel like your feelings about love are so much more open here in the third and fourth week. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here is probably when you're going to have other men in your life. There's going to be a lot more activity. There's going to be more responsibilities you're having to deal with, but you've got a whole new sense of vision about you, which right now it's kind of what's happening. You know? By the fifth and sixth week, you've got a lot of fresh vision about long-term plans and hopes. So like I said, this first week or two, be real open with yourself. Be real because everything's ready for you to sort of break through your own barriers and your own limitations. That's why you feel this sort of uncertain change going on, because it's urging you to make this breakthrough so that you can get these future plans working for you instead of always feeling like they're a little bit out of grasp all the time. You know, they're,
mm-hmm.
you're 10 feet tall and they're 20 feet away, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
By the end of this three-month period, there's things with relationship, things with your home, things with communication and plans, good decision-making that are going to really give you a lot of boost, and they're going to help you deal with a lot of things from the long term, both the past and the future, so you don't have these sort of healing issues. It's going to help you heal a lot of things, and that's what's going on beyond this three-month period. You conquer a lot of your doubts. So this whole fresh feeling you've got of your life is helping you sort of reformat the way you look at love and relationships and yourself, and that sets a pattern for you to start actually getting manifestation in your life that goes along with that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Good. A lot of change. Let it happen, because there's a lot of luck for you and a lot of expansion in these first couple weeks. It's different areas. You know, it's the confidence area, it's connections with people, it's you taking the initiative on things, both with your own responsibilities, job, and so forth, but expecting more, you know, reaching higher, that sort of thing. Breaking through your limits, your self-imposed limits of confidence, of ability, of how you socialize, you know, break a lot of your own patterns. Surprise yourself.
I love it. Wow.
Yeah. Surprise yourself.
That's exciting.
Good. You should
wow.
be.
You have anything to say, Kelly?
Say what?
I said, do you have anything to say?
Oh, nope. I am just here hosting tonight. It's like I am. I was told to zip my lip because I talk too much. So we are featuring Gary tonight, so he is the man.
What? Okay. I didn't know. Okay.
All righty, but thank you. Call back in again. Cause,
hope that helps,
yes,
girl.
Thank you very
righty.
Much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you mm-hmm. for calling in. All right.
I will. You're welcome. I'm happy I called in.
That's
true. We are too, girl.
I have something exciting to look forward to.
There you go. Exactly. All righty, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much. All right, our last call for the evening, 909. You made it in. It's like, yeah, hung on. You are a long timer here. 909, you're on with us. You'll be our last reading for this evening.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you, girl?
Good, and you?
Good, good, good. Did you want a specific question or sort of a three-month overview?
A three-month overview would work.
Okay. Again, this is going to be short and sweet because we don't have a lot of time, okay. So I can't get into a lot of detail, but I'll give you the general idea of what I see, okay?
Okay.
We have about 4 minutes.
keep me posted, Kelly. All you need to say is drop whenever you feel it's appropriate. Whenever you say drop, I'll drop the stones and read.
Okay, drop.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of things from your past and a lot of difficult issues you're starting to face here, but it feels like you've got a lot more power now to do a lot more healing and bring luck into your life than you did recently. So there's a lot of lifestone right at the top. It's showing there's a whole new sense of determination for you to, not be worried, not shortchange yourself. Do you understand what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yes.
And as you do that, you're going to set up this new feeling with yourself. It's going to give you a whole new foundation. And you do have Venus next to the Love Stone, next to the Mars, next to the Magic Stone, next to the Jupiter, near the Moon. So these are all lining up. So there's going to be good things about relationships, good things about expansion, good things about emotion. They're coming into play. The main thing in the first week and a half to two is get over your fears. Let go of everything you don't have control over and start really working with what you do have control over, which is this new sense of you saying, to hell with being afraid, to hell with doubt. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you've got a lot of this stuff from the past that's clouding your power. And as you
yes.
let go of it in the first week or two, you're going to find yourself seeing yourself so much more synced up, so much more lovable and loving and able to love. And that's going to...
Okay.
That's going to really open a chain of events here with all these stones. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, emotionally, you're feeling so much better. You've got a lot of expansion. It's going to make your ability to both decide, make decisions about communication, about travel, about a lot of things, much more effective, so you don't have this sort of tug-of-war between doubts and fears, because that's really what you're going through right now, is to break through this cycle. And by the ninth to the 12th week here, you're going to get the rewards of having broken through this cycle, which are going to be have command over your environment, your life, your place, your ability to feel very lucky, and your ability to continue with this original thing I was saying about your determination to conquer this. So you're at a point right now, you know what you have to conquer and go forward with it, because that's going to bring you a lot of stability in the future. It's going to bring you good relationships and commitments around your environment, too. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, let go of these things that have been bothering you. Let go. You can't heal them all. What you cannot positively affect, let God sort it out later. You know?
Okay. Here you go. Okay.
And you'll be able to make sense of it later.
Yeah.
So don't,
thank
don't
you.
Burden
I appreciate
yourself.
It.
Don't burden yourself with the impossible. You can't change the past.
Okay.
But
yes.
You can sure
thank you.
Good, let go of the past. Make this good future happen. It's ready now.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
Go with
wait,
that, girl.
Stick in the oven and bake it on.
Sure.
All righty. We'll call us back again and, you know, keep us surprised. Let us know how it goes. Definitely. Okay. Well, we've got a couple minutes here, and it's like we've actually had a couple questions from chat. It's like we've been having an interesting time in the studio this evening, guys. It's like I probably should have announced this at the beginning. It's like we're not sure what the energies are, but you know what? If you Google or if you go to www.spaceweather.com, a lot of times it'll show you the solar flares. It'll show why we are having issues with our electronics and our phones, our computers, and because we've had several comments in our chat tonight about my computer's acting up. It's like, yes, it has been for a while, and it's like that's kind of the normal norm on blog. We've just come to accept that. But drops calls, kicks you out. It's like, we're sorry, just, you know, log back in, call back in. It's like nothing personal. You know, it's like they have stuff happens all the time. Yeah. So anyway, shoot.
I had a denial of service attack last week, right, as I started my show at 8 o'clock. It was, and after a few minutes, I couldn't control the studio, couldn't get calls, so I just cut it off. And it, they were, you know, a pretty vicious attack, shut down about a good section of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. For a couple of hours last Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one time there was another timeout. They had a storm, and it's like, well, we were one of the many shows. It's like it turned out there were 285 shows affected on the night that, you know, that we blocked out too. So I was like, wow, they're having something go on, so we don't know. But yeah, anyway. So what happens, guys? It's like, you know, that's just it's just part of our modern technology. That's what
it is.
Our question from chat.
We're so
I keep forgetting this. Our question from chat is like, now what I did was I directed them to look at your website, because I went there and was like, you got some beautiful stones, because one of the questions was, are these stones like the rune stones? You know, do they have engravings in them, or, you know, what kind of rocks are we just, you know, are we talking about river rocks? Or, but it's like, what I saw is you got a variety of types of stones.
I don't know much about the mineralogy. Actually, what I look more is the geometry of the patterns. When I was in Europe, several times I did readings when I didn't have my stones with me by having people rearrange things on a table, a salt shaker, a guitar string, a drink, a coin. And I teach myself to read symbolism in everything. So if I say I'm going to read this and you're going to use this, it'll work. Why shouldn't it? The universe made it.
Wow.
Huh? Yeah, I look more at the patterns and how the stones point than the kind of stones they are. I've stopped at roadside parks before and drawn a big circle with a stick and used gravel on the road and read for a couple people one time when I did my stones. You know, put P for Pluto, S for Sun, had them drop them in the mud right away.
Wow. That's cool. That is really cool.
Yeah, because it's all symbolism. Like I said, it's just seeing how to interpret a pattern.
Yeah. All right, well, we're down to about our last 30 seconds here, and one more time, we're going to have Gary tell us how to get a hold of him. So go for that.
Best way is Google Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer, like swimmer, but no S, Gary Wimmer. You can go to GaryWimmer.com. You can go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic. If you go to GaryWimmer.com, you'll get my homepage. You'll click on the psychic link because I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician. You can Google Reading Stones, and you'll find me because of my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can Google A Second in Eternity. It's another book of mine. You'll find me. So that's a lot of different ways. Best way is just Google Gary Wimmer, GaryWimmer.com, or Gary Wimmer. You'll find me.
All righty. Sounds good. And you can get your books autographed if you give him a call and let him know that that's what that you would like to do. And he said he would be able to charge you a little extra for the shipping, but it's like if you would like a signed autographed copy, it's like get them while they're hot from him. And hopefully you're coming back with us, right? You're going to be on with us here on a regular basis, huh?
I'm just not sure of the schedule yet, but, yeah, I'd love to. And I sure appreciate being with you tonight, Kelly. It's been a pleasure.
All righty. Yeah, likewise. All righty. It's like I'm looking forward to talking to you some more because I didn't even get through all the list of questions.
Well, call me.
All righty.
Call me on my home phone at some other time and we'll talk.
All righty. Sounds good. I will do that. All right. Well, thank you all for being here this evening. And remember to check us out at www.psychicsgonewild.com. It lists all the rest of our psychics and people there. And it's like we keep adding to those home pages. So you can get a hold of all of us there. And you guys have an awesome and beautiful night. And we'll see you again.